I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny's out, Toby's in, I'm Grant. Thank you for listening to The Fan. You guys may remember Terry Orr, the two-time Super Bowl champion who played almost exclusively in Washington with the Redskins. He was a tight end who played 105 career games. He caught 52 passes. We're about to play a game in his honor, his namesake. The game is called Terry Orr. Not because of the 63-year-old tight end, but I'm going to go through wide receivers. We are going to determine, would you rather have same money, one-year deal, both playing for league minimum, let's say, for the hypothetical, Terry Orr, the player to be named later. We're going to find out where we rank him among NFL wide receivers once and for all. And just so we're all on the same page, if you're watching on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube stream, Toby's hat will get turned backwards, and he's going to turn into Toki and start spitting fire here eventually because he gets very upset when we talk about his sweet prince in any way other than as the best receiver in the league. Are you ready? Are you calm?
We'll see.
I'm not going to troll you. I'm just going to go through
names. Well, the entire break was trolling.
Yes, that was fun. We were just saying, like, Jalen Hyatt might be. But we're just trying to get a rise out of you. This is real-life, live football conversing between pals. Terry Orr, A.J. Brown of the Philadelphia Eagles.
A.J. Brown.
I will also go with A.J. Brown of the Philadelphia Eagles. So we both have Terry as the number two receiver in the NFL right now.
Yes.
You're happy. You got to like that. Terry Orr, Justin Jefferson, Jenna's across the middle from J.J. McCarthy. The Vikings lead 7-0.
Give me Jenna's.
I better give you Jettis. Justin Jefferson, best wide receiver on planet Earth. I will also take Jets. So Terry's now the number three receiver in the NFL. Terry Orr, the former tight end, you see?
Yeah.
Jamar Chase of the Cincinnati Bengals. That is three that we have taken over Terry, who's now slid down to number four on our big board, respectively. All right, we're continuing through the NFL wide receivers. We're playing Terry Orr. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Terry Orr St. Brown.
Terry.
Oh, and just like that, Toby's loyalty shows. The answer would be Amon-Ra St. Brown for this football season. So I'm up to four now that I would have over Terry. You
got
to keep your own number. It's going to get
you
too complicated for me. Puka Nacua. Terry Orr, Puka Nacua.
Scarence Terrence.
Now, they're very different. Like, Puka Nacua outside as a wide receiver one, I don't love as much as the role he plays, but he's a wide receiver one. He just does it from inside. I would go with Puka Nacua this football season over Terry McLaurin. I don't think that's crazy. I mean, this is a guy who had the league's highest receiving grade from PFF 93 last year. His two-year total of nearly 3,000 receiving yards hasn't really been done. And Terry McLaurin, I mean, he has never gone to 1,300, right? This is a guy that's averaging basically 1,500 two straight years. So there's no real statistical case for you to make, but I will accept it. Would you like to try to convince me that Terry McLaurin's better than Puka Nacua?
I've already done this plenty of times, so no. Terry.
Okay. But people haven't heard it.
He's consistent year in, year out. You know what he's going to get.
Puka Nacua is not?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Puka's a good receiver. It's like in that same area with Terry.
Okay.
But I'll take Terry.
All right, very good. Terry Orr, C.D. Lamb, within the division with the Dallas Cowboys.
C.D. Lamb.
I will also take C.D. Lamb. A little surprised you did that, by the way. Terry Orr. This is a guy that Toby sleeps on.
I like this guy.
Who am I? I'm Toby Altizer. I had no idea how good this guy was. Nico Collins of the Houston Texans. Big, physical, Mm-hmm. Terry or Nico Collins?
Terry McLaurin.
Oh, boy. That is precious. What an adorable thing you just said. Nico Collins, obviously, for me, the gigantic route-running dude who carves people up and is uncoverable. Terry or Tyreek Hill?
On the field or off the field?
This is strictly on the field. Tyreek Hill could never play for my team. I'll tell you that right now. That is a no for me, dog. That is a no. I saw the junkies were doing something about like trading for Tyreek Hill, which, by the way, is not real and is a ridiculous thing. But regardless of that, I just would never want him. But just who's the better receiver for this football season? I'm going Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill.
All right. That brings us to... This is actually the really tough threshold, I think, into Terryville.
I've walked myself into a difficult corner here. I've noticed I usually say he's in a certain range, and he's going to be much higher in my range here, but whatever. I've made my bet. I have to sleep
have
in
him
it.
The fifth, number five receiver in the NFL.
Right now, he's number six for me.
Okay. I'm going through the list I'm giving you, by the way, is just PFF's ranking of their top receivers in the league. That's just how I'm saying them, but we've still got some really good ones to go here. We're at number nine in the NFL, according to PFF, in Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Bucks. Terry Orr, the ageless wonder. You want to talk about Terry not getting a contract because he's about to be 30. Mike Evans, who is 31. By the way, somehow, I don't know how he's that young. I thought he was like 46.
Yeah, feels like it.
Mike Evans is going to turn 32 this football season. He has gone for 1,000 yards every single year he has been in the league. Now, you go back to last year, they're like throwing him a pass with 8 seconds left to get him over 1,000. So I don't know what that really means. But, I mean, this is a guy in his career that does have 1,500, 1,300-yard seasons on the ledger. He's got 95, 85 catch seasons on the ledger. His touchdown years in his prime, he's had 4 years, 5 years, what Terry did last year. That was the first time McLaurin had done it, where it's 12 or more touchdowns. He's just a vulture in the red zone. So Terry Orr, Mike Evans, future Hall of Famer for this football season.
Terry McLaurin.
I'm going to go Mike Evans over Terry McLaurin. By the way, I just want to remind everyone I love Terry McLaurin. I think he's awesome. Okay? That needs to be said. Now, I'm not making it as clear that I love him as Toby is, but I don't think Mrs. McLaurin is either, necessarily. Okay. The game is called Terry Orr, named after former Redskins tight end Terry Orr. They've got Terry McLaurin listed number 10 for PFF, for the record. I'm going to go to number 11, Drake London. Terry or Drake London of the Atlanta Falcons?
Terry.
I'm going to go with Drake London of the Atlanta Falcons. Mm. Big, physical.
We're getting close to the hat getting turned around, GP.
Toki's about to make an appearance. All right, this one is just very easy for me. One of my favorite receivers in the league. I think this is way too low of a ranking, by the way. They have Malik Nabers of the Giants, 12th. Terry or Malik Nabers of the Giants?
I'm going to stick with what I've said for a million years on this. And
a million years? Malik Nabers has been around for 6 seconds.
I know, but it's going to get... You're going to... I already know the argument's going to happen, but Terry. But I already know the argument's going to happen with a later guy, because I've figured out who I have ahead. But
okay,
continue.
That's fine. Malik Nabers is just a freak. He's uncoverable. I think he's going to catch 115 balls this year. Give me Malik Nabers. Terry or Garrett Wilson of the New York Football Jets. Younger Ohio State product. 11th best war among wide receivers last season. Reached the 1,000-yard mark for the third straight year to start his career in a terrible organization. Terry or Garrett Wilson?
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Terry.
I'm going to go Garrett Wilson of the New York Jets on this one. Terry or T. Higgins of the Cincinnati Bengals. Since entering the league in 2020, has 71 contested catches, ranking the top five. Now, Terry's got the most over that time.
Terry.
This one's really hard because I really want to take T over him, but this is where I'm going to allow my Terry love to show up a little bit. The tiebreaker is going to be he's my sweet prince. Terry McLaurin, I will take over T. Higgins, but it is close. And by the way, if I didn't live in D.C. and I didn't watch every game the last several years, it would be T. Higgins because he's just a badass. Cross the middle, tough to defend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the guy that Toby doesn't even know exists. Toby hibernates so much on this guy that he just sleeps for 3 months at a time like a teddy bear. Brian Thomas Jr. of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
This is where I said you're going to argue with me. BTJ.
Oh, you're going BTJ?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good. We had a big fight over this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Brian Thomas Jr. is that guy.
No, we were arguing about Neighbors.
Well, him too.
I'd take BTJ over Neighbors, which I think you probably would not.
You're asking me to pick between my children. I love both of these guys. I mean, Neighbors, I just went so hard on before the draft being better than Marvin Harrison that I want to stick with him as like the next star. I did not think Brian Thomas Jr. was this good, but last year he was the best young receiver. Like, he had a better year than Neighbors. I'll take him over Terry as well. So, by the way, right now, I have 13 guys over Terry. How many do you have?
6.
Okay, so you got McLaurin, the number 7 guy in the league. I got him 14th. Devontae Adams or Terry this year? This might be
my toughest one. I'm still going off of what I saw for so many years. Give me Devontae Adams.
I'll also take Devontae Adams. Now, I think this is probably the last year I would do that.
Correct.
If he doesn't get right.
His release, he's so good.
Terry or Devontae Smith, Philadelphia Eagles?
Terry.
I'll go Terry as well. Terry or Chris Godwin, Tampa Bay Bucks?
Terry.
Now, listen closely, everybody. I would take Godwin, I think, by a nose if he was healthy and I knew what was going on with the shoulder. He just gets hurt all the time. ACL, shoulder, this, that. He was the best receiver in the league statistically when he got hurt several weeks in last year. So I will put Terry above him for that reason. Brandon Ayuk or Terry?
Terry.
I agree. DJ Moore or Terry?
Terry.
I agree. Jalen Waddle or Terry?
Terry.
All right, so we'll leave it kind of here. We got Ladd McConkey, DK Metcalf, Chris Olave. By the way, Olave is sneaky right there, too, if he doesn't have any more concussion issues. I think there's a possibility Ladd McConkey, Jalen Waddle, DJ Moore, some of those guys could move ahead of him. But right now, this moment, based on the numbers, I've got Terry, the number 15 wide receiver in the NFL. You've got him?
8. Which is kind of where I've always said.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, you've said first in your heart. But 8th in your head. You didn't even become Toki, by the way. We got through the segment that you didn't even have to spin your hat around.
It was getting close with some of the guys that you were taking over.
Which guy that I took bothered you the most?
Probably Drake London.
Drake London got under your skin?
Yeah, Drake London.
He's a good player.
Really good player.
Yeah.
Not Terry.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.